Sophie couldn't sleep. A brilliant moonbeam was slanting through a gap in the curtains. It was shining right onto her pillow. The other children in the dormitory had been asleep for hours. Sophie closed her eyes and lay quite still. She tried very hard to doze off.
Those delectable, luscious desserts that we eat have only to sit there. We cannot retreat. Candies and chocolates are decadent sin. Sweetly defeat us. We simply give in.
It's a spaceship! A beautiful, gleaming, silver spaceship! We can escape!
At least I can escape.
I know how that must sound, Sycamore One, but your roots are here! It's landing right in front of us! I'm safe!
And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely...
Dent! That's right. I'll just get my pouch.
You're a jerk.
What?
Our target was a disused mental hospital, a large red brick Victorian building. Once handsome, but now derelict, standing in spacious grounds that had gone to seed. Two men were watching each face of the hospital. One sniper had just reported...
There's a terrorist moving in the far east window.
When a shot cracked out from within the hospital.
Here comes the runty one,
boomed the flesh lump eater.
Ho ho there, runty one. Where is you splatch winking away to in such a hefty hurry?
He shot out an enormous arm and grabbed the BFG by the hair. The BFG didn't struggle. He simply stopped and stood quite still and said,
Hey, what is this? Wait a minute! Come back here and say that! Who the hell do you think you are?
Mr. Tibbs looked down at his toes and his lips moved in a silent prayer.
That was only one titchy little bite, though,
the BFG said.
If you are having any more of this delunctuous grubble in your cupboard, Majesty, I wouldn't mind.
Tibbs!
The Queen said, showing true regal hospitality.
Fetch the gentleman another dozen fried eggs and a dozen sausages.
Now, just now, I is hearing him chittering away to one of them in his cave,
said the flesh lump eater.
You is welcome to go and search my cave.
Sophie crouched still, watching, terrified, as the giants moved closer.